And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. Well, the collapse of institutional sanity continues unabated this week with a Minnesota state representative openly admitting on camera that she and her family are illegal immigrants. Imagine trying this in literally any other nation. Walking into their legislature and announcing you've been living here illegally while helping to shape the laws and the culture. Speaking of creative excuses for lawbreaking, a Connecticut man thought he had a bulletproof defense after leading police on a 132-mile-per-hour chase through traffic. When authorities finally tracked him down through his license plate, the man explained he simply couldn't stop because he was late for a job interview.
What kind of job was he interviewing for?
Getaway driver? He now faces charges including reckless endangerment and engaging police in pursuit, though there's no word yet on whether his prospective employer appreciated his commitment to punctuality. The war on basic concepts like family has reached new depths in Ontario, where the Waterloo Region District School Board is defending staff training that explicitly links the word family to white supremacy. The leaked presentation claims family structure is harmful to racialized students because it implies male authority and hierarchy. And the institutional hostility continues in Canada's summer job program as it funds Islamic organizations and LGBT groups while systematically denying taxpayer dollars to pro-life organizations. The entertainment world's assault on Christian beliefs hit a new low when quote-unquote devout Catholic Stephen Colbert celebrated the casting of a queer black woman as Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar. Colbert said, first woman to play Jesus in a major production. It's long overdue. Yeah, hard to imagine any faithful Christian watching a play about Christ and thinking, man, you know what this needs? More gender ideology. While Western institutions continue mocking Christianity, believers face literal genocide in Nigeria, where a bishop reports that Fulani terrorist attacks have killed at least 85 Christians since late May, forcing 17 parishes to permanently close. The bishop said, quote, no nation watches her citizens slaughtered like animals and says there's nothing to be done. Yeah, I'll second that one. Nigeria has been named the most dangerous place on earth for Christians, yet it receives minimal international attention compared to other humanitarian crises. As we tell you frequently here, make sure you're praying for all of our brothers and sisters abroad. Finally, conservatives are raising alarms about buried language in Trump's big, beautiful bill that would ban states from regulating artificial intelligence for 10 years. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene called it a violation of state rights, admitting that she would have voted no had she known about the provision. That's why you read the bills before you sign them, Ms. Representative. And that is today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.